Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sometimes the world looks like you ain't ever seen it before. Stuck behind never-ending windows, all you need is a door. Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remembering unusual times that can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word and I'll be there. Just ask, you know the greatest things in life all come in a pair. They say hindsight's 20/20, but that ain't far enough. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling here with my co-host, Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
Jessica, can't be better. I just got into the conservatory of music, just the conservatory for short, you know. I got in based off of my ability to do Anna Kendrick's Cups, and
oh no,
that was good enough for them. So
wow, incredible.
Yeah. I brought a ticket to the Long Way Home. I don't know. It's one of those things where you just get in and then you forget all the information.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Anyway, speaking of lost information, so sorry about last week's podcast. Completely my fault. The first time and hopefully the last time, knock on all the wood.
But then there was this week's podcast. That was my fault.
Well, that was delayed. It was lost.
It's delayed. It's not lost. Yeah.
So here's how we're going to do things. We're going to, after we introduce our guest, which I'll do in a second, we're going to do like a quick little blurb on our thoughts and feelings on last episode. And then we're just going to dive straight into the fugue and talk about it, because I have so many feelings about this episode and I can't wait to share all of them, because I'm really upset about it. So let's introduce our guest. We do have a special guest here with us today. And I'm very curious to hear his thoughts, because we haven't heard him speak about Felicity yet. And our guest is none other than Sarah's partner, Adam. Adam, how are you?
I'm here. I'm so excited to be here. I'll take part of the blame as to why this podcast was delayed. I'll take none of the blame for last week, though. The people.
No, yeah, no, that's all on me.
None of the blame for that. A little bit on this week. No, I'm excited to be here to talk about this show. You know, it's one of those things where when you're in a relationship, you tend to watch the things that the other person is watching, and in this case it's a little different because we're both podcasting about, you know, various shows, and some of us are watching the shows that the other person is podcasting about, some of us are not watching the shows of the other, but I am one of the people that is watching the shows that the other person is podcasting about, and much to my chagrin, I'm still watching and still keeping up with them, in at least in terms of Felicity. What is this show?
It's a teen drama.
It's a teen drama, but like not one time have I ever looked at any character and been like, Yeah, that tracks. That makes sense for what's going on here, for what like a person would do or say in any situation. Mm-hmm. It blows my mind. And then of course, like we have very, very serious storylines go to just absolute bonkers shit. Just like we're just so far. I don't know. This show is wild. And I don't know that I like any of the characters or anything. I don't even know that I know half of them. But here we are to talk about the Fugue episode of Felicity, which, by the way, I was told someone like specifically said, mm-hmm. Oh, Adam, you would be I guess like for the musical element of this, despite the fact that, you know, well, I guess outside of the ending, but no one played a real instrument this episode. And DBK, so I don't know.
DBK said Adam should take the Fugue because there's a piano in it.
Yikes.
To be fair, Adam, your Twitter handle is Piano Man Adam.
That's true. A part of that is I chose that when I was like 11 years old, and it's just been my username and whatever for every single thing I've ever done. But
you were a man at 11.
I don't know. Piano Man. It was never like, oh, I'm a man.
Sing
I'm
also, us the song. You're the Piano Man.
Yeah, I'm also not a piano, so I think that's okay. But what a weird.
I mean, at the very least, you're coming into an episode with some drama. Like this is a pretty like there's dramatic shit happening. So we'll get to all of that. But Sarah, let's do a quick hits on Love and Marriage that we did record a podcast about. Did get lost into the world. In case you don't remember last episode, Felicity is like, yeah, Javier, I'll marry you so you could stay in the country without thinking more than 2 seconds about it. Noel's brother comes to visit, comes out as gay. Noel doesn't handle it very well, but eventually kind of, you know, figures out the best approach by the end of the episode. And Ben tries out for the swim team, which literally no one gives a single fuck about. So we probably don't even really need to touch on that part of it.
Yeah. I think that my favorite parts of the episode for Love and Marriage was just Javier, just like Javier in general. Like he's mm-hmm. such a fun character. And I really, really love like some of the little tidbits that he did throughout the episode. Like I think that the pretty woman bit that he did, he was like, oh, I saw that on Pretty Woman, and
that was so funny.
I thought it was like really funny about when he and Felicity met with the immigration lawyer and Ben came up to them because it was like
the hairnet.
Wear this hairnet every time, and he's like, wait, this is not the food inspector, is it? And of course, like, it's really worrisome that a character that we really do love, even though we forgot him in our rankings, is potentially gone. One thing that we did say in the last episode was that in classic Sarah form, I spoiled myself, and I know if Javier comes back or not, mm-hmm. but just doesn't know.
Well, I'm pretty sure one of our listeners sent in feedback that like was like leaning towards I'm gonna see him at some point again. Mm-hmm. I don't know in what capacity. I just assume we're gonna see Javier again. I also kind of felt that we would see him again anyway because people loved him so much, and I'm like, not that he's not lovable, but to have him only around for like 15 episodes mm-hmm. for that much love is like a little, you know,
yeah, unusual. And then the biggest surprise was the realization that Javier plays a character in Cougar Town. The actor that plays Javier plays a character in Cougar Town, and it is like so different that I honestly had zero idea. Mm-hmm. And I was shocked when I came to that realization, because accent's different, he looks different. Like I could not put two and two together, and the character is mm-hmm. totally different. So I'm just very much blown away by this actor that plays Javier that I should probably look up, but I will not.
I love Javier. I hope we do see him again, because him and Felicity, I thought it was so funny. It was so ridiculous. Like Felicity just not even you know, thinking twice. And then I think one of my favorite scenes was when Javier delivers the basket of muffins and he's like, no muffins for Noel because Noel's not supportive. So you don't get a single fucking muffin, Noel. And you know what? After this fucking episode, I'm glad he didn't get a muffin. Fuck Noel. Fuck Noel. He doesn't get a single fucking muffin. You know what muffins he gets? Bran. That's the muffin you get, Noel. It's a Bran muffin.
Adam, do you think that Noel at least deserves a cranberry orange muffin from Panera Bread?
I would never wish a cranberry muffin on anyone in this life. I don't know why you were obsessed with them or insist on putting cranberries in goddamn everything. Leave my muffins alone. I just want a blueberry muffin, a banana muffin.
No.
Get the cranberries out of there. I'm not interested.
I'm so pro cranberry, it's not even funny.
It's insane.
I'm not a big fan of the I'm not a big fan of cranberry in general, but certainly not in a muffin. They don't really
it's
belong
so good
them.
Like maybe juice in an alcoholic beverage is
yeah
really,
I was gonna
like,
say if, unless I'm having alcohol, I'm not drinking cranberry juice. What's the point of that?
Yeah, and even then I would rather it be like a cran pomegranate or like
you
a
know
cran
what I did
grape or something
for Christmas this year or last year, I guess. I did orange juice, cranberry juice, and champagne for like a seasonal mimosa. And it was really good because you only need a dash. You know, you don't need a ton of cranberry. It was actually really good.
Look, I'll be laughing when my urinary health is in, great form because I'm getting all the cranberries. And you two will be suffering with your UTIs.
I haven't had a UTI in years, so I think I'm okay.
Are you just saying like you're gonna take a really like fat piss and start laughing? Like is that what?
When you hear cackling from the bathroom later, you'll know why.
Why is
like, look at me go! What a solid stream.
what's gonna happen here? I love Javier. Javier is like probably my favorite character. Devastated to not even be on an episode where he's here. One of my favorite Javier lines that we say in this household constantly. You can no make recipe. I'm obsessed with this man. Comes over like you can no make recipe.
With a full ass turkey, like just, and he's like needs more flowers. He was the best, and I'm devastated he's not here anymore. But hopefully, at some point, we'll get to see him again. But in the meanwhile, we do have an episode to recap that hopefully we are going to recap, and it's going to be in your cute little ears, and you'll get to hear everything we're going to say. The Fugue. And we start off, speaking of Javier, we start off at Dean and DeLuca with this new manager. And she is basically the antithesis of Javier. She is a hard ass and like not in a cute fun way. In a way that is honestly, she's really fucking annoying. Abby sucks.
This is the worst because this always happens. We've talked a lot about management that's a little too close to their subordinates, and then they get transferred out or fired for hooking up with a 17-year-old cashier. And then next thing you know, the hard ass comes in and life is no longer fun. You no longer can play with dart guns at the registers. You can no longer flirt your way through scanning groceries. You have to actually pay attention. And these are dark days.
Yeah. Adam, I loved when Abby brings up the notes that Javier left on people's performance evaluations. A real cutie patootie. And when he makes a mochaccino, I get all tingly.
Yeah, I'm just so curious from Javier's perspective. Was that for you to like reference back later? Like, were you going to look back at those notes? Like, who are those notes for? The next manager to come in and be like, oh, real cutie patootie here.
Such a cutie patootie. But this meeting is swiftly interrupted by Hannah, who's fucking back in town. And I was like, I mean, I don't know, Sarah, like, I guess I wasn't going to be surprised if Jennifer Garner did come back. I just wasn't expecting her so soon. And she just shows up like, are you guys open? And you know what? Okay. I defended her, Sarah. I did. I defended her the last time she was here. I was like, no, Hannah's so nice. Like she's just trying her best. And you know what I have to say, even though she's the girl you got to watch out for. Watch out for her. She's acts all like, I'm a girl next door. I'm so in it. No, she's Miss Get Your Man. She gonna snatch him.
Well, her man got snatched by Felicity. And you know what? The real issue is that Noel is so snatchable.
I thought there was no take backsies though. Like this is bullshit.
No, there's take backsies. Yeah, Hannah really does con all of us here because she's been in New York City for 3 months and has been coming up with her U-type plan to get Noel back.
Yes. Adam, this is where like tinfoil hat time comes in, right? Because I am fully on board that she has been plotting and planning. It was no coinky dink that she comes into Dean and DeLuca and, oh, Felicity, you work here? Bitch, she done knew Felicity worked there.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, right? Like, she for sure had an ulterior motive. You guys are, like, upset about this. Like, you're wanting Noel and Felicity to be together, or you're rooting for that, or not. I don't know. I don't know. Like, I guess, like, fuck Hannah. I don't know. But I feel like she played her cards well. Made a very forward play. It wasn't like she was being, I mean, there was like a little bit of surreptitiousness. Like it's, you know, I guess it wasn't like completely forward, but it was pretty forward in terms of like how she approached it's, this and she got what she wanted.
It's fair. Like I'm more, okay, on the scale of who I'm upset with, it's like Noel, very, very high on my list. Hannah, like quite a bit down, but still annoyed with. And then like, I feel like Sarah, we have reached the point where we've kind of been here. We've been waffling a little bit in the like Felicity's okay now territory. Yeah. And now I feel like we have fully transformed into like we are sympathetic towards Felicity because of this episode.
Yeah, I think that college really did a number on her maturity levels because I don't blame Felicity for literally anything that she does anymore because she even checked herself multiple times throughout this episode and was like, I don't want to assume, however, I feel a certain way about this, or I'm going to ask you first what Hannah was doing in your room behind a closed door. Like, you know, there is so many instances where she or anybody can come off as jealous or accusatory. And she gave Noel the benefit of the doubt multiple times, being exactly. like, can you explain yourself the situation? Because it looks really, really bad. And can you tell me that is not the way that it looks? Now, Adam, you do not like the Felicity.
I don't like Felicity. This is like the problem, at least for me, like with, you know, with my enjoyment of the show. I'm like I'm a big Scott Foley fan, Scandal guy, 100%. I have seen this man in so many episodes. It's not even funny. But I just don't like Felicity. I find her so annoying and grating and frustrating and like not rootable. And I admittedly, I'm not like putting blame towards her for what happened this episode. I don't think it's like her fault that Noel sort of went back, you know, to Hannah. But like at the same time, she's so annoying. Okay. Like she keeps like bringing things up and like, okay, we can be mad at Noel for what happened, like as we should be. Like I'm not pleased with his behavior this episode. But like, do we give Felicity a free pass for what she ends up doing? Like, are we just letting that slide?
Well,
like,
because Noel fucked her over. So she's allowed to kiss any boy she wants at that point.
See, like once we start just opening the rules, then she's not actually any better.
That's true. And
Noel broke like, up with her.
Also be mad. But like, did he though? Did he really?
We'll get there. I'm pretty sure he did. But we'll have to litigate that when we get there.
I wish I rooted for Felicity more. Like this has been my problem with the show. Is like I see where you guys are now, like you know, coming around. I don't know. Like maybe talking it through more has like helped some of that appreciation of Felicity. And I like have not, you know, obviously gotten the chance to do that. But it's like, man, this character like started out, couldn't even be lower, could not bottom, have been lower. Bottom, and like, I guess has been crawling her way up, but boy, is she just not there for me yet.
So my question is like, is Noel actually still having feelings for Hannah? Is that her name?
Yeah, Hannah. Her name is Hannah.
Hannah. Or is he upset that Felicity won't give it up? And I feel as though like this is like a very interesting point because it's like he literally was like, I don't have feelings for Hannah anymore, like before this episode, and he like very much wanted Felicity, but like he's been with Felicity for 3 months as per the episode before this one, and there is no sex to be had.
That's fair. I mean, we could talk about that when we get there because I think it's a possibility. I think to me it feels more like Hannah, he's comfortable with Hannah, like he knows Hannah very well. And so it feels like old times when she comes into the city, and he kind of gets a glimpse at like what could have been if they had stayed together and she had moved to New York like immediately to do the conservatory when they were still together. And I feel like that's maybe like it could be like a mixture of things, though, you know, little column A, little column B.
What do you think of Hannah waiting this long to make this initial move, right? Because that's
the other power part of this, move. It's like, it's a fucking power move to be
she
like,
doesn't
I've
even
been
go
here
straight
three
to
months.
Noel, too, right? Like she no. like goes kind of around, and that's like a little slimy.
This is what I'm saying. She's testing the water, she's dunking a toe in, because this conversation with Felicity,
no, not a toe.
She's like, oh, how are you doing? Like, how is Noel doing? And Felicity says, as if pissing all over her territory, she's like, yeah, we're doing yeah. great. She fucking weed the shit out of Hannah. She said, we're yeah. doing great.
Yeah. No UTIs there.
Straight no to, UTIs straight there. Exactly.
Claiming your territory.
So right away, she's like, yeah, we are together, bitch. Me and Noel. There's no you in me and Noel. And she doesn't even, Sarah, this was where I was like a little infuriated for Felicity, because she doesn't even get the fucking chance to tell Noel, guess who's back in town? Because Hannah calls fucking Noel and they're having a little chit chat.
Yeah, I feel like that would be, it would annoy me. Like if I was in Felicity's position, I would be annoyed. Like, because Felicity gets off her shift from work and goes straight to Noel to tell him, which, by the way, he should have given her the same courtesy when Hannah kissed him, but he did mm-hmm. not. And then he's already on the freaking phone. Now, the issue is that Felicity is a dumb whore, and she had already invited Hannah to go hang out with him that night.
Yeah, which... she was super uncomfortable, and she was, like, trying to be kind. I understand why Felicity did that, because she's trying to be, like, no. I'm above it. I'm comfortable with this. Like, I'm going to show how... you know, the evolution of me and my relationships, I'm going to be cool with me and my boyfriend hanging out with his ex.
No, just like, don't, there's no invites. Like, don't invite the ex to hang out. Like, you don't have to be kind, so kind, and invite the ex. Be like, oh, fair. Hannah, so nice to see you. Yes, you can use our phone. Have a nice fucking life.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, Adam, the first red flag for me was when Felicity is like, oh, like, I don't have a problem with her being there. And Noel's like, but do you have a problem? And Felicity's like, should I have a problem? And he says, do you? And I'm like, someone needs to give a fucking answer. And it needs to be Noel, because it's his ex-girlfriend. And he needs to say that, like, you know, whether or not he has a problem with this.
Whether or not he has a problem with Felicity having a problem, or whether or not he has a problem with Hannah being back and involved in the situation. Like, what does Noel need to express in your mind? Like, what is his lack of communication?
I think he needs to immediately say, Hannah and I are done. You and I are great. I have no feelings for Hannah. I'm okay if we go out with her, but it means nothing to me. I feel like you, if you're in a situation where there's going to be an ex, some involved in some social setting, and this is a very new relationship, you know, like, I wouldn't have this conversation with my husband, because I, you know, we've been together a while.
You would hope there'd be a little bit more trust there. Like, an
exactly. Yeah. But like a 3-month relationship, I do, especially when it's a little tricky that Noel kissed Felicity while he was still with Hannah. Like, you know, once a cheater, always a cheater, as Rachel Green would say. And so I think it's one of those things where I think it's on Noel. The impetus is on Noel to reassure Felicity.
Even if Felicity is not giving any kind of indication that she needs reassurance.
Correct. I think it doesn't matter. I think that doesn't matter. I think you give the reassurance regardless of how the person appears.
So what you're saying is that Noel and Felicity are actually not good for each other in basically any way.
Oh, I already. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, cool, cool, cool. Just making sure that we're all on the same page there. Yeah. Okay.
Doesn't mean I want her feelings to get hurt.
That's true.
But I don't think they're a great match.
Yeah.
It's also a Noel's responsibility to, while on this phone call where they're quote unquote catching up, to be like, I'm in a relationship with Felicity. I'm really happy with her. I just want to set those boundaries before I see you. Like, me and you are done. I don't have like, because it opens up the chance of like, having a conversation about their relationship and like what happened and how they're feeling. And it just like murkies the waters. Like, Noel has to kind of put that barrier between that in order for like respect for Felicity. But he does not do that, because He is a wishy-washy, cheaty, ugly, ugly, puffy-lipped man.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Meanwhile, Elena and Felicity are having lunch, and in walks in cute boy artist Eli. Sarah, I remember saying to you, and it wasn't last episode, right? It must have been before that he showed up. And I was like, I'm sensing sparks between him and Felicity, like cute art boy major, like seems like a good selection for Felicity. And Elena couldn't agree more. She's like, oh my God, he's so freaking cute. But Adam, when he walks over, he only has eyes for Felicity.
Yeah, only has eyes for Felicity, which is really tough, I think, at that table, especially if like one of the people I'm looking at is Felicity. It's like, really, that's the person we only have eyes for.
Elena is incredible. So
yeah, like, maybe open the eyes a little bit here, Eli. I mean, my God. The first thing I said when he walked up to the tables we were watching this is, who is this? I don't even know. I didn't even remember who this was at the start here.
Obviously, our guy Eli.
Yeah, our guy. Is it really our guy?
No, art guy. Art guy.
Oh, I thought you were saying our guy. Like,
I thought you said our guy.
Yeah. ERT, like, art guy.
Yeah.
Okay, like, he is an art guy. I won't, I guess I won't question that, but I don't know about our guy.
He's not our guy.
Not our guy. He's the art guy. I mean, you're totally right. There was vibes and we pick it up. I think it's the formula that you and I are very, very honed in on as like podcasters, but also podcasters of like teen dramas, where it's just like when there's a new love interest that's introduced, it's like very glaringly, let's put a spotlight on them. There was vibes, and there's still vibes. They have the art thing in common. That's about it.
It's just like the chemistry, right? And he's sure. Like, oh, I have your sketches that you left behind. I put them in my drawer. You should stop by sometime and get them. And she's like, okay, I will. And he's like, good, you should. Like, yeah, you should. Like, he's very like eager to see her, barely even recognizes like that Elena is even at the same table. And I love Elena's reaction where she's like, you better go pick up those sketches.
Elena's
a girl's girl.
Elena, her main focus is she just wants Felicity to get it. It doesn't matter with who. She just wants
Felicity eyes on the ball. Meanwhile, this is where we get into the musical moments, Adam, where also, can I ask you, Adam, do you have any opinion on Julie painting the face of her guitar and like how it looks?
I like it. I do like when people do that. I don't know how I feel exactly about this design in particular. I don't know that it would be.
It looks like she got some like acrylic paint from Michael's and just went to town.
Yeah. I don't think it's like my aesthetic. Like maybe a seventh grade talent show vibes is like closer to where this is giving. But I like when people like personalize the instruments like this, because so often like instruments look very, very similar. And so like, you know, a little bit of personality is good.
Okay. What do you think of Julie's song?
I like it. I actually do like Julie. Julie is probably one of the top characters for me of the show. Mm-hmm. If not at the top, it's like I'm actually, you know, thinking about these characters, especially after some of the dives we took today. I like Julie. I don't know that they've given her the like top tier, likable, enjoyable, happy, fun time storylines. But I think that like most of the time she is like really enjoyable on the screen. This relationship, though, is questionable at best, because I'll tell you who I don't like. And it's Ben.
Like Ben, basically, Sarah, it seems like since Ben got on the swim team, he's been like very jock forward. It's like, oh, all my jock bros are going to come over and we're going to hang out. And Julie is like, I mean, to be fair, it is his fucking apartment. It is not Julie's apartment. So,
that's,
you know,
true.
She can find another place to go fucking play her guitar. But this fucking guy, Len, I fucking hate Len. He comes in with his stupid ass bucket hat that looks dumb, takes Julie's guitar and just starts strumming on it like he owns the fucking place.
I mean, that is pretty rude. But then it seems as though he was nice to Julie later in the episode. So I feel like we're supposed to like him. I don't know. Like, by the way, I really do like Julie's song. Like, I think that she's actually has like a good voice and she seems pretty talented. She tunes her guitar to her own leggings, which is incredible. But wait, so what, his name is Len or Lynn? Lynn.
Len.
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 Len. Okay. Like Lenny, like Leonard.
Leonard. Oh, Len. Okay. Yeah. I
how did like Leonard get you to oh Len? How like did that how did that
Len open is the short door? For Leonard.
Leonard. Leonard. Yeah, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Okay. It seemed like it made sense. Yeah, I hate when men act differently in front of their bros. It actually disgusts me. Mm-hmm. So it's like, why do you have to act all cool? Like, just act like you.
Yeah. And it seems like I feel like everyone in the room can sense the vibe shift, right? Where like Julie is like, oh, I'm just going to go. Like, I'm going to work on my song. And later Sean comes to her defense, which I really liked from Sean because he has a vested interest in all these jock bros being around in that they're test subjects. They can eat his crappy cereal, you know, his milkless cereal. Ew. And if they die, who cares?
Oh my gosh. I feel like those guys probably eat so much food, like, you know, they like bulk up on like carbs. Yeah, pasta night. They probably would like the cereal.
Len looks like he would eat anything.
Yeah. Adam, would you eat a cereal that is pre-milked and all you have to do is add water?
I just hate the term pre-milked with all of my being. I don't need to consume anything that is pre-milked. No, honestly, like you put the milk in the cereal bowl and then you're on the clock. It's good for like 20 seconds, maybe 30 seconds. And then once after that point, it's done.
Just picturing Adam speed eating cereal. Like,
you wait to get the milk in, you put the milk in and then you go, you are in it. We don't have cereal very often over here because it goes bad so quickly. Once it gets in the milk, it's a real problem.
Yeah, it's really fair. I don't like soggy cereal either. It's a real problem.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, yeah. So, like, obviously, there's a little bit of trouble in paradise between Ben and Julie. And then we're on our night out where, like, the problems persist. We have Noel and Felicity are sitting next to each other. And across from them are Hannah and Julie. I don't know where the fuck Ben was sitting, but he's not sitting there anyway or anymore. But it's, like, very I hate this, Sarah. This would piss me the fuck off if I'm Felicity. If I'm sitting there with my boyfriend and his ex is there. And she's like, oh my God, Ben or Noel, do you remember that time? It's like just like that. Oh, you guys were in there. So you guys, you had to be there. I'd be fucking livid and irritated with Hannah in this moment.
Yeah, this is where Hannah would get the uninvite button for every hangout this time forward. It does cross a line for me where it's just like she knows that they're together. She knows the situation and she's doing it on purpose. In my opinion,
I agree.
She definitely is, but like, does it help at all that like it's obvious that she's doing it on purpose? Like, she is clearly.
But I don't think it's obvious to Noel, though, is the thing.
See, okay, so that's maybe the part where I don't know that I like disagree per se, but also if it's not obvious to Noel, Noel's a fucking idiot.
And well, so, yes.
Like, maybe that's just the case, and that's where we're landing, I suppose. But like, boy, it just seems so obvious at this point. Like, I don't know.
But like, okay, so like, as the guy, hypothetically, if you were in this situation, like,
you're saying if one of my exes was like, hey, let's meet up, and then naturally I'm like, yeah, okay, I guess, and then we started talking and they were like, so I'm the Noel in this situation?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're wondering, like, would I realize this is well, first and foremost, if any of my exes started talking to me, that would be a wild situation in this life. But
I would burn your phone.
No, well, I don't know. It wouldn't just be the phone. It would be like everything. It'd be going up in flames. I don't know. I feel like you would know. Like, I feel like it would be obvious enough. She wasn't subtle. It wasn't like a little tiny dig here and there, or like a little one-off. It was like,
do you like it because you're aggressive, getting the attention?
Well, Noel likes it because he still has feelings for her. Like, that's, I think that's like why it works. I don't think her being as forward works if Noel is just simply happy with Felicity in the current state of their relationship. Like, I don't think it's effective. I don't think that Noel would care. Yeah. I don't think it would do anything. It's because he still has feelings for her.
So like, this is also what Noel would have to do, is because, like, instead of like Felicity and Julie just sitting here, like, listening to these two people talk about a memory that they experienced together and being in the dark, this is where Noel has to turn around to Felicity and be like, so what happened was,
yes,
blah, blah, blah.
Bring
blah,
her
blah,
into the blah. Combo.
Yeah, you have to bring her into the conversation, and that turns the whole thing around, because then you're being included. Then you're not being excluded.
Yeah, especially I think if, like, if you're in a new again, this is mostly in my opinion, because it also is a very new relationship. Like, you need to, like, proceed with caution in these instances. And especially because I think, you know, so Julie goes to try to get Ben to come away from darts, but he's too busy jock broning it up at the dartboard, whatever. Felicity then is having a conversation with Julie where Felicity rightfully is like, that bitch knew I worked at Dean and DeLuca. Javier was at Thanksgiving. Like, there's absolutely no coincidence that she came to Dean and DeLuca and we bumped into each other. Like, I see what she's doing. But I think the problem is that Felicity can't then tell Noel that, because she comes off like a jealous person, or like she comes off as insecure. I feel like they're in a very iffy territory when you haven't been dating for very long and you don't want to come off a certain way. Because honestly, if she comes out and is like, Hannah's doing this and Hannah's doing that, Noel could just jump right into Hannah's arms anyway, you know?
But she's jealous and insecure, and rightly so, right? It's not like an incorrect, she's not incorrect in those feelings, but she is having them.
Yes, but and they're justified in this situation.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, unjust. Yeah. So I think that's the difference. I feel like, yes, obviously jealousy isn't usually a good look. However, like, she has reason to worry in this instance. And especially Sarah, I was even more ticked off at Noel when Hannah's like, oh, I'm going to go leave. And Noel's like, oh, I'll walk you out. Bitch. She can fucking find the door her goddamn self and let it not hit her in the ass on the way out.
I'd be like, okay, that's nice. See you later. Get home safe.
Fucking A. I was like, the fucking audacity on you, Noel.
Okay, so it's kind of like, you and I talked a lot about this in our Boy Meets World days, how Corey Matthews kept getting into situations where he would, like, cheat because he opened himself to these situations. Like, yes. He would go out on like a hangout date with Lauren. Like, he would go and, like, you know, bring himself to a party where it's only him alone with another girl that is obviously hitting on him. Like, these men in these shows put themselves in a situation where they build themselves up to fail. Like, you know, don't put yourself in a situation. If you think it's an awkward situation to go outside with this woman that is your ex and has been hitting on you and you have a new girlfriend, then maybe just, like, don't walk her out and say goodbye to her, because, like, they go out to the car and she kisses him.
Yeah, she asks him to, like, listen to this tape of a music piece that she's working on. And she's like, oh, and she says, oh, like, old times. And, like, again, she's doing this all on fucking purpose to, like, bring him back to the times where they were together, right? And, yeah, this is obviously, like, a bad situation to be in to begin with. And then when she, like, again, he's leaning far too close into this car. Like, their heads are – you should not be within 6 inches of her lips, sir.
So no leaning. No leaning. Leaning is a bad thing.
And yeah. She's very familiar with 6 inches within her lips, Jess, I feel like.
Well, she like, again, he's leaning in. She pulls his face, kisses him. He doesn't really pull away fast enough, in my opinion. Like, it's not like he makes out with her, but he also doesn't pull away super quick. So whatever. At this point, in my opinion, if you're Noel, what you have to do, if you want to be with Felicity, this is obviously if he wants to remain with Felicity, is fucking tell Felicity and be like, that crazy bitch Hannah just kissed me. I'm never seeing her again. Let's burn this cassette tape.
Yep. I totally agree with you, but also he has a particular interest in not doing so. Mm-hmm. Left to chat, kind of like figure out why. Because Noel went out of his way to be obsessed with Felicity for like 5 months for the entire first semester.
Yes.
Then he got her, and then he like is over, like over her within like 3 months. And I feel as though, like, yes, like Hannah's the ex, like it was unfamiliar, but like he chose Felicity over her. And I'm just like, was it the chase that he was looking for? Was it the unattainable? Was it the fact that like she liked Ben and then he wanted somebody to be a, or is it the fact that this fucking horn dog just wants sex and Felicity's not putting out?
Can I suggest that it's all of the above and then some? Like, truly, there are so many reasons why he and Felicity are not good for each other. And like they extend, it's extensive, and it like it's a massive list. But also, the maybe I'm misremembering, but basically the only reason why he and Hannah broke up the first time, I mean, they both like cheated, right? But it was basically distance, right? Like they were so far apart from each other, they didn't like feel very connected. There was like a lot, you know, more going on there. And now they're close together, so we've sort of eliminated that barrier, that issue, more or less. He loves the chase, okay? He got to do that with Felicity. Felicity did not make it easy by any stretch of the imagination. Could not have made it harder, and that bitch ate it up. Noel freaking ate up that chase like it was pre-milked cereal. Like, he absolutely slobbered all over that thing. He loved it, and now he gets to do it again. Like, this is like perfect for Noel. And I guess, like, the difference of what I wanted to see from Noel is, like, at this point, tell Felicity, hey, we're not working out for reasons A through Z through a billion. I'm just gonna go back to her. Thanks for the memes. Ugh. CY at sign. Yeah. Like, that's what I needed to see here. Not like this weird little in between. She kissed you. You were into it. You're into her. You're not into Felicity in the way that you once were. It's very obvious to everyone involved. Just go back with Hannah.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot for me, I think obviously all those reasons Adam outlined, I think are partly a reason. I think also part of it is like familiarity and nostalgia are like very strong drugs. You know, like if you're meeting with someone who knows you super well, they dated for 2 years. That is not an insignificant amount of time. It's really easy to fall back into something like that when it's very familiar and comfortable and not difficult at all. Right. I think that it's like such a strong, it's such like the memory pulls you back to them. And I also think, I mean, Noel's a fucking idiot. They're like the next day they're at Dean and DeLuca, and Felicity is already having a shit time with this new boss who's given her shit for socializing while she's on the clock. And Noel decides, hey, you know when is a great time to tell my girlfriend that my ex-girlfriend just kissed me while she's fucking working? What in a public fucking place? What a douchebag. I really couldn't.
He gets to, in his mind, he's the hero because he's like, I just couldn't wait any longer. I had to tell you so that you knew right away. Mm-hmm. Not right when he comes back to the bar. Not when they walk home together. Not when they probably sleep in the same bed together. Yep. Not the morning after. He had to do it so fast, so quick, so that he doesn't look like a bad guy, that he waits till nearly like 15 hours later. When she's at work, it's just
and he lies too, in my opinion, Adam, because he says, oh, the reason I didn't say anything last night is because it didn't mean anything. If it didn't fucking mean anything, you would have mentioned it, you asshole.
Yeah, I'm not sure that he, and this might be a point in the Noel's a moron category, I don't know that he like has fully figured it out at this point of like what it means to him. I do think that he knows what it means to her. Like, I think that he knows Hannah's goals and motives here. I don't know that he is like fully honed in on his own. I mean, not for nothing, he like did like and pursue Felicity like aggressively for kind of a long time. So it's like, it's not that there was nothing there, but certainly not to the extent that it was. And he's, you know, he's into this nostalgia. It was easy. It worked. She wants him. She's being like very forward with him. And not for nothing, we haven't really seen Felicity act like that forward and like that, you know, in the same way that Hannah has been this episode. So I don't know. It's not that I like don't blame him, because like he should just tell Felicity like it's done and over.
Yeah.
But if that's not the route you're gonna go, It's tough.
Yeah. And especially I like that Felicity, again, this is why Felicity is getting a lot of points from me, like in this episode. I think she really is like intelligent in the way that she understands Noel, because she says, oh, maybe you're telling me because you're conflicted and you think that by telling me, it'll just squash those feelings to like actually put it out there. And I'm like, I think she's pretty fucking spot on with that analysis. Like, I think she's right. And I don't know, Sarah, what did you think of Felicity asking, well, how long was the kiss? Can you demonstrate it for me?
Well, she learned this trick from Elena, right? Mm-hmm. Because this is exactly what Elena asked of Blair and Tara. Yeah. Was like, can you show me the kiss? And like, Noel like leans in for like a couple of moments and then like takes himself out. And then Felicity mm-hmm. was like, that was a long kiss. And then Noel says, actually, it was shorter than that. It was like, yes, yeah. A likely story. Yeah, absolutely.
They didn't even like kiss to show the kiss. I thought they were going to kiss. To,
yeah,
like,
I did too.
Demonstrate the kiss, and we're just kissing air. Like, that's how we're going to do it. Well, because
he doesn't want to cheat on Hannah at this moment.
I guess. Like, if you have to demonstrate a kiss you have with your ex to your current partner, and you don't even actually kiss them, that's maybe a problem. There's maybe a sign that something is wrong there, Noel. Come on.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, she probably is just lonely. What am I supposed to do? Like, it's this fucking irritated the shit out of me that he asks Felicity what he's supposed. You should fucking know what you're supposed to do, Noel. Throw the fucking cassette tape out. Like, don't fuck around. But he's like, I'm gonna send the tape back, and I'm not gonna see her again. And it's like, okay, sure you are, but yeah, like obviously not. So it's just fucking Noel. Julie and Ben still aren't getting along. She says that the swim team group doesn't like her. And I love Sean, like, sitting in a – he's on the couch in a robe with a newspaper, just throwing out free comments for everyone. Peanut gallery abound, Sarah.
Sean's a girl's girl, though. He was like, you know what? I don't think that they do like you. And she's basically – I think, like – because so the situation was there's a karaoke night – that the swim team is going to, and she's upset that she didn't get the invite, which is like invite yourself, like get over it. Like the swim team is not going to go out of their way to invite you to their karaoke night, but, or maybe she's upset that like nobody takes her music seriously, something along those lines, but just like, oh, and it's not karaoke. It's an open mic night. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Who cares? Why do swimmers have an open mic night anyway? They're fucking swimmers.
Sense. Yeah. And like, I guess, so her biggest issue from what I'm understanding of her saying, Adam, is like, she's like, well, when we all hang out, it's not me and you and them. It's all of you and then me on the side, which is like super fair, especially again, in another new relationship. If it's you and your friends and then your partner, you should really be making an extra effort to like include them if they're going to mm-hmm. be there, because otherwise they're going to feel left out.
Yeah, I would say that if they're going to be there is sort of like the key to this, because you know what we haven't seen are any of the partners of anyone else on the team, right? Like it's her and the team. So like if I have to split this into two groups, it's like here's the whole team and she is also there. She is dating someone on the team, but it's not like she would have otherwise been in a situation with the rest of this team, like in any other world, right? Like she's wanted to put herself in. Like in my mind, I think she needs to like accept or understand that her partner has other people in interest that he wants to go do and hang out with, and she doesn't need to be involved in every single little thing. Now, though, with Mike Knight, like she is talented and performs and probably should have like gotten invited and got like, oh, hey, baby, you like would be really good at this. Yeah. I would love like see you do that. Like that maybe is a different thing, but. Let the swim team be the swim team, I guess. Like, I don't know. Also, I hate the swim team. This is a bunch of jerks, but, you know.
I do think that having your partner come hang out with your friends or, like, having a group hang out with your friends and then your partner coming with is a really hard situation to navigate. Like, it's very hard to, like, have that balance of, like, spending time with your friends, your bros, but also giving a good amount of attention and like wanting your partner to be incorporated in the whole thing. And I also think like it takes a very specific person for your partner, for the person to like step up and incorporate themselves. It's like a very hard situation to navigate. And I like I do understand, like, from Ben's perspective, how, like, he might just not have, like, the emotional capacity to try to, like, balance all of these things, especially mm-hmm. because he's, like, an 18-year-old boy. He has, like, these new friends and a new girlfriend who is not going to go off and, like, be independent and, like, hang out with these guys that she doesn't know. Like, she wants to be, like, with him, like, the whole time, you know? Like, mm-hmm. she, in my perspective, like, that's kind of, like, what she's hoping for, or at least to be, have Ben, like, incorporate her into the thing. So it's, like, it's a really hard situation to navigate. Like, I've experienced this at times, and it's never, like, very easy for anybody involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they agree Julie's going to be playing at open mic night, and Ben is going to be there to support her. Then Noel is like, okay, I'm going to write Hannah's name on this envelope. I'm just going to leave it at her door. No, this fucker. He's like, okay, let me just go into her apartment and explain things to her. So he says, like, I'm sorry, like, you know, I can't help you. And Hannah's like, oh, I'm so embarrassed. That kiss turned everything serious. And it's like, a fucking course it did, you bitch. Like, he has a girlfriend. And she says, oh, it was a mistake. This is the move, Sarah. This is when she's like, she's crawling. She's a black widow. She's crawling up and she's about to get him in her claws.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have claws, but you know what I mean? She says, oh, it was just the most natural thing I've done in months. Isn't that funny? I shouldn't have done it, but it was you and me, you know, and New York at night. We'd always talked about living here together. And after years of just kissing you thousands of times, and I didn't see you for months. And it, like, she's like, oh, it was just so natural.
I mean, if it was natural, I mean, like, she's clearly indicating what she wants. She wants to get back together with him. So sure, I guess, like, yeah, she should respect his relationship and Felicity, but she's not going to. So in the terms of, like, her having game to actually make this work and for him to fall under this romantic setting, yeah, like, it worked. Like, she did it. Good for her.
I guess. Adam, she also just slyly drops in the little tidbit of info that she's like, oh yeah, I went back to Chicago after Thanksgiving and I dated that guy and it didn't work out. So now I'm obviously single. Wink, wink, hint, hint. And I flipped a coin and that's how I ended up in New York. And I've been here the whole time just missing you, Noel. Just missing those soft, pillowy lips.
I think, like, it's weird, one more time. Sorry. She's also, like, 5 blocks away. And she chose where she lives. And she chose to be 5 blocks away from Noel.
This conniving bitch. I can't.
This is so tough because I, like, in no way am, like, trying to be in defense of anything that she's actually doing here, other than the idea that, like, she's being very forward about it. And assuming those are legitimate feelings and this isn't, like, some kind of a just rando attempt to hurt Felicity, I guess. I don't know. I don't think we've seen anything that would, like, suggest that. I think it's more like she actually likes Noel. For some reason, he's the moron, so I don't know what we're doing here. But okay, she likes Noel and wants to get him back. She's being very forward about it. Like, you're saying, like, she should have respect for his relationship.
Yes,
he should have respect for his relationship.
Yes, he should.
He does not need to have more respect for their relationship than he does. And I think that she is certainly following his lead. He's, like, walking around. Oh, let me walk you out. Let's, you know, engage in this conversation right in front of everyone. We're, like, being very touchy. I'm here at your apartment at night with a thing. I'm coming inside. Certainly not with Felicity, no coming inside there, but her obligations ended, in my mind, the moment that he walked through the door after the kiss. Like, I don't think she had any kind of responsibility at this point. Maybe earlier, there was some conniving earlier, okay. The second he walks through that door, I think her responsibility is done. She, like, I think it's very clear, this is a clearly painted picture. I don't think she needs to do anything else.
I do think he's not steadfast enough in being like, I'm happy with Felicity. He doesn't even say fucking Felicity's name once. So, like, that's fair that she's picking up vibes that he's putting down. And he's not putting down the vibes of, I'm very happy with my existing girlfriend. Please leave me alone. He's not. He's just not.
Also, He could have mailed that tape, dropped it off, like
slid it under the door. Fuck her.
I mean, like, he really
he's trying. Put,
he really did not have to like hand it back to her. Yeah. Like, it was all like very like he has intentions to speak with her, to be with her. And that, I mean, like, the facts are facts, to be honest with you. Yeah. And okay, Noel does not have any musical experience. Why is she asking Noel for advice?
Because we used to do this together, Noel.
She does she not have a professor or a mentor at the
this is her game, Sarah. This is her game.
I know, I know. I just like, I'm not stupid. So why is the show treating me like I'm a stupid idiot that doesn't know that these two are intentionally playing games with each other?
Mm-hmm. I also like, just from a musical perspective, which I guess is like why I'm here.
That's why you're here, Adam.
For some reason.
Sole reason you're here, Adam.
She's all like, oh, I don't know what to do at this coda. Like, there's this coda and I can't figure out what to do. Bitch, there's literally only one thing you ever do at a coda. And it's
you dumb bitch.
You go back to the other part of the song that's already written. There's nothing new that happens. Like, you just, you go back and then you end and then you
Adam,
it's so stupid.
What's a coda?
Well, it's like a... Well, we can talk about it later. It's really, it couldn't even be more boring. Like, truly, that part of the episode was so dumb. Like, and Noel's providing zero insider perspective. That being said, when he touches her while she is playing.
Oh, my God. And she lets the hair down.
I have theories about that whole thing, too. But first, Felicity goes to meet with art guy Eli. Not our guy, art guy. And he
our
shows
guy.
Her
not our guy.
He shows her a painting. They bond over art, and he's like, "Oh, I've seen your sketches. They're like really good. You should keep at it. We should talk about it sometime." And Felicity is like, "Oh, I'm kind of busy. Like, oh, I'll see you around." Again, she doesn't bring up Noel because he's not explicitly being like, "We should be together," but she's also not like pursuing this, right? And she knows this guy's into her. And then fucking Noel, he's just like doing a little reminiscing, looking at some photos, you know, as one does when they're totally not in love with their ex-girlfriend. And Felicity comes in. He like hides what he's doing. Again, sus as fuck.
So yeah. Mm-hmm.
I really can't. And he's like, oh, it's just Hannah's tape. And Felicity's like, wait, I thought the move was like you were gonna like give this back. And he's like, oh, I went to see her. And Felicity, again, this is why I really thought Felicity did a good job in this episode, because she's like, oh, I'm not trying to like assume that like anything happened. And like, oh, do you have like photos of her? Like, what's going on? And I feel like, Sarah, honest to God, if Felicity didn't walk in on him during this whole thing, he wouldn't have said anything. Like, she is basically prying these feelings out of him at this point.
Yeah. And to be fair, like, I feel as though, even though it stinks that, like, Felicity is essentially getting dumped, like, I don't really blame Noel for having feelings towards his ex, Hannah,
right?
That, like, they only broke up because of the distance, really. But it's just, like, how he's acting towards her. Like, it's okay that he's having feelings for somebody else, but it's like then end it.
Is there a very generous read of Noel here that is like he's trying to figure out his feelings over the course of the episode, and like this is really the only way to do it? Not that it's actually the only way to do it, of course, but like if I'm Noel and I am having these feelings for Hannah, how else do I like
like you're trying, you know, he's trying to take his time to sort it out.
Yeah, like how else do you even do that?
And fair. Again,
not in defense of what he's doing, but I'm just saying, like, what are the alternatives if he is trying to explore what those feelings could be?
I think it's fair. I just think he bungles this entire thing, no matter what he's feeling. Like, I do think, like, he says himself, like, he's confused. Like, he doesn't know what to do. But I also did not like that he says, oh, please don't make me feel guilty about going to see Hannah. I'm just trying to figure this out. And I would have been like, fuck you, bro. Like, I'm not making you feel anything, you know?
Well, she won't, but yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, she says, oh, I'm sorry. And then she says, but now I just apologized for you going to see your ex-girlfriend who kissed you. So, and this is where I'm like, yeah, exactly, Felicity. And I thought she handled this with much more maturity than I probably would have had in the moment. Yeah. Where she says, like, oh, you, like, you still love her. Is that what you're trying to figure out? And I don't know, Sarah. I feel like Noel immediately, like, confirms everything Felicity needs to know when he says, of course I still love Hannah. We went out for a long time. That doesn't mean you love someone still. Like, that is not how that works.
I guess, like, at this point, if I was – I mean, and it's really hard to do because you don't want to – I mean, breakups are horrible. You don't want – to end things with somebody that you have feelings with, but it's like, out of respect for myself, then you need to go figure that out. And when you do, and if you come back to me, then I'll see if I have a tolerance for you at that moment. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, don't string me along. Like, you go figure that out on your own. I have freedom. I'm going to go hang out with our guy.
Our guy
Eli, and you can go fuck around wherever you want. Go have fun at the conservatory, you stupid Beethoven lover.
Wow,
damn,
what a diss. Adam, what did you make of this next scene where Felicity's working and Ben is trying to, like, reassure her, like, oh, there's no way Noel would, like, choose anyone over you?
I honestly, this, like, made me not like Ben. Right. Because either he's trying to, like, cover for him in some capacity. Right. Like, either he knows that Noel would, like, have, you know, some kind of feelings and is exploring them again. I think that's the generous read. Or he just doesn't know. He's just, like, straight up, like, totally has no clue, like, what the actual insight is here, which is arguably worse, because then you're, like, providing this advice that is not even true and also very detrimental in the direction with which you provide it. So it's, like, not even good advice if it's true. Like, it's not good no matter how you slice this. So I don't know. I feel like Ben is just not the person that I would ever go to get advice on basically anything except maybe how to swim. Like, I don't know.
Or, I mean, yeah, I guess. Sarah, like, I don't know that I felt that this was, like, romantic, him being like, oh, but you're the best. Like, why would anyone not choose you? It felt kind of more to me like a friend just trying to reassure another friend of, like, you're worrying too much. Like, everything's fine. I'm sure it'll all work out.
Yeah, but there was a sparkle in his eye.
Yeah.
That was very
suspicious.
He just
wants to be stalked again, maybe.
Who doesn't, you know?
Yeah.
It was just a weird scene. So I don't know. I feel like they love to, like, tease us with the Ben and Felicity stuff. So,
oh, and they probably will until the end of time. Existence. Yep.
Yeah. It's open mic night. Julie's practicing. Len comes over and he's like, he's just being fucking annoying. You know, like, she's trying to get ready. She's probably nervous. She's trying to tune her guitar. And he's like, oh, you're going to sing some Sarah McLachlan? Me.
That's a pretty good line, actually.
Thank you. he tunes the guitar, like, for her, and I would be like, I think I would be even more annoyed.
No, she said that she was having a hard time tuning her guitar.
Yeah, because they won't shut the fuck up. Yeah.
How are you I have perfect pitch. I'm Len. I have perfect pitch. Yeah, I remember faces.
Len goes a lot in Jess's mind, I think, but I don't know. I must have missed those scenes.
He said that that's the... Okay, so he had this theory in the previous episode that everybody's good at three things, and he's good at, I think he said, parallel parking... something.
Remembering faces
and something else.
I don't know what the third one is.
And then now he said that he has a fourth thing and it's perfect pitch. Now, last episode, you and I did this really cute and sweet exercise where we named, like, three things that we thought that each other was best at.
Was that last episode? And it got lost. Oh, our only sincere moment lost forever.
Yeah.
We never know.
So sad. It is so sad. Oh, well, it's gone.
It's gone.
But Len helps tune the guitar and tells her not to be nervous because there's other weirdos, I guess, doing poetry. Don't be nervous. I do like her song, by the way. I think that although it may not be a Sarah McLachlan, it is very close to what I think a Jewel sounds like.
Yeah. Julie. I love, one of my favorite moments was this random guy singing about Y2K. I thought that was like, it was just so of the time, you know. But I don't know, Adam, I was not super pleased with Elena in the next scene, because it feels like Felicity comes out the elevator and Elena's like right there to see her. She's like, oh, do you want to go out? Let's go get ice cream. Let's go get hot chocolate. Let's go get desserts. It's very obvious he's trying to like get her out of the building before Felicity sees Noel walk out with Hannah. And I'm like, if I'm Elena and Felicity is my good friend, I'm like, girl, do you know who the fuck is in Noel's room right now? Like, I'm telling her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you probably should, right? Like, if I'm Elena in that situation, you probably should. I don't really understand the motivation of her not to. Maybe she just like doesn't want to deal with the fallout. Like, maybe she's going to be the one that has to pick up some pieces. Although I don't know that we've really ever seen that be the case with their relationship, but like maybe that's like a part of it, or maybe she's just really into Eli and is like, let's just let this happen and it'll break him up. And then we go to Eli. And so I don't know.
Especially Sarah, because of what literally just happened to Elena, where she got cheated on. Like, you, and she was like, Felicity, tell me the truth. What did you see? Like, you'd think that she would be like very forthcoming with information.
Yeah, I think it is out of character for Elena to not be forthcoming. Maybe the difference is that like she didn't want it to make a scene, like she didn't want her friend to be embarrassed. So maybe like her plan was like, let me take you out of the situation and tell you what I saw, because I think that could track, but we don't get to see that, because Noel and Hannah come out of Noel's dorm room and they were together. And I mean, like, just, it's just so much like freaking disrespect. And like, Felicity is once again very mature, doesn't blow up in front of everybody. She asks Noel if they can sidebar and have a conversation, and she's once again like very patient, and then she's like, can you explain what I'm seeing here?
Yeah. She's just like, I don't want to assume anything. So like, what's going on? And he's just like, oh, she needs help. And she's like, okay, like, fine, go help her. And Noel has the audacity to be like upset in this moment. He's like, oh God, I don't know what else to do. She's desperate. It's like, what? Like, and this is, I think for me, Adam, the thing I find most frustrating about Noel is I cannot handle when someone is like as indecisive and wishy-washy as Noel is. He's like, but just tell me what to do. Tell me what to do. Bitch, you should know what the fuck to do. What do you want to do? Don't have, why do you need Felicity to tell you what to do?
This is part of why I think that he really liked when Hannah was as forward as she was. He is a huge beta and just likes to be, you know, slapped around a little bit and, you know, kissed aggressively. This is who Noel is. Like, this is really like what we've seen. I mean, we've seen him pursue a little bit, but like, Noah's not like an alpha guy by any stretch of the imagination. I don't know. I do think like he's trying to figure out his feelings here. He just has to rip off the band-aid and refuses to do so. And I do think like at this point, I think he knows. Like, I think he knows how he feels at this point, and is still just I don't know, taunting almost.
Yeah, in a way, it's kind of like he's putting the ball in Felicity's court and is like, you know, you want to break it off with me. Like, you know that this is not right. Like, you know that this makes you feel uncomfortable. End it with me. But
he's a wimp. He won't do it himself. It's so frustrating to watch.
Yeah, so much so that, like, she has to be like, okay, like, are you breaking up with me? And that's the only way, like, it all, like, happen. Like, ends, because, like, she has to – he's making her, like – say it out loud. He doesn't say the words breaking up in this moment.
Yeah. And I Felicity also brings up the fact that, because he says, oh, well, you had like such a deep relationship. And Felicity's like, oh, well, obviously you guys were closer than we are because we haven't slept together. And he tries to say like that has nothing to do with it. And Noel's just like, again, very wishy-washy. And again, Felicity, I thought, was really poised in this moment. Again, much more mature than I would have been probably. And she eventually is just like, just get out of my room. Like, please just leave. After it's like, again, they've broken up, in my opinion. Like, he says, it's not like I can ask you to wait while I try to figure things out. Like, Fuck off, Noel. Just end it and be done with it. You can't have your fucking cake and eat it too. Pick one of them. And if you can't pick, then you really shouldn't be with either one of them.
That's true. That is 100% true. He really should not be. But also, like, this is sort of like what I was saying before. Like, if he is trying to figure it out, how does he do that? Like, I'll posit this. Is there a responsible whatever way to explore his feelings that, like, we would not be sitting here upset with what he's doing? Like, what is the way outside of just being like, Felicity, I need to explore my feelings. We need to, like, is that even good? Like, would that even be
I think he choice? Realistically needs to, like, break up with Felicity and say to both of them, I don't know what I'm doing. I'd like to hang out with each of you individually and kind of figure my feelings out and see if they're down for that. Most likely the answer is going to be fuck no.
Yeah.
But, like, that's the only thing he could really realistically do in this situation.
And you don't think we would be sitting here being like, how do you not fucking know, Noel? Like, how do you not, you well, don't know I'm who you want to be that
anyway, because he's an indecisive fuck. And it's so irritating. Like, in my opinion, if you don't know with 100% certainty that I want to be with this person or I want to be with that person, then you shouldn't be with either. Like, if you really don't know. But again, I come at this as a person who is, like, so decisive. Like, I feel like I know my feelings immediately. And it's yes or no, and that's it. And so a character like Noel pushes my fucking buttons because it is just like, wake up, buddy. Like, figure your fucking shit out, because the lack of making a decision is what's hurting people. And that is where I get annoyed.
That's true. That's really true.
Mm-hmm. He's just pulling them both along, you know? I mean, I have no sympathy for Hannah, really. But, like, at the end of the day, like, it is going to be Felicity or Hannah. And if he's going to string them both along, it's only going to hurt both of them. So...
what if he becomes the Bachelor and then he gets the people to cast both Felicity and Hannah, and then under the guise of just being the Bachelor, he dates both of them?
He wouldn't make it past the first night because he wouldn't be able to eliminate anybody.
I mean, if his goal, well, no, it'll just confuse him because, like, instead more women. Of, like, he'll just, like, more women.
Oh, no, what am I going to do minute. Now? Wait a minute. I like them all so much.
I like them all, yeah.
And then we get back to Julie's song. It really is a beautiful song. I really liked this moment. She's singing. We see Felicity there. Ben ends up coming in, which is really nice because it was like, oh, shit, is Ben not going to fucking show up? Like, that was in my mind of, like, when she's like, oh, you're going to be there, right? I was very nervous he wasn't going to show up.
Of course he's going to show up. He looked very proud in this moment. It made me less mad at him.
How long is this relationship going to happen? Like, are we, are we
end Julie of the and
season?
Ben?
Yeah, Julie and Ben. Are we, like, end of the season? Are we, like, well into season two? Because obviously we're going to have to get back to Felicity and Ben at some point.
I think they're over by the end of the season.
End of the season, you think?
Yeah.
What episode is this? This is
16 out of 22.
You think six episodes they're going to be done?
Oh, yeah, they're done.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't know. Like, I think that that Felicity has to, like, go through the motions with Eli, and then once she's available, then Ben will probably be like, oh, maybe I like Felicity actually. And then so it's like, let's see how Eli and Felicity do. Seems like they do each other real good in some capacity later in the episode. But but, like, it's also interesting because, like, Felicity's watching Ben watch Julie, and I think that she gets this, like, realization as just like, wow, like, Ben's, like, really here and present for Julie. Like, I want somebody that's really here and present for me, which makes her. Does she go to Eli?
No, art guy Eli comes to her dorm and is like, hey, I have some sketches I wanted to show you in the studio. Do you want to come? And I agree with you, Sarah, 100% that her seeing Ben look at Julie in that way, and then having this guy, Eli, who's very, very much like, you should continue art. You're really good at it. You're really talented. Like, constantly pursuing her. I mean, Adam, you said it earlier. Noel chased Felicity for a long time. Felicity liked the chase. She got another guy chasing her now.
She loves the chase. Felicity wants to be wanted more than she wants to want. Like, truly, she is obsessed with this chase. And I guess, like, I don't know. Like, are we not mad at Eli? Like, Eli knows there's, like, a situationship happening here. Are we upset at Eli for wanting to? Because I think he's maybe not as forward. And obviously, they don't have the history that Hannah and Noel do. So it's not, like, exactly the same.
Yeah.
But are we mad at Eli at all for, like, any of this?
I don't know if Eli knows that she's in a relationship.
Oh, you don't think? Okay.
I want to say she mentions it at one point, but like even still, Eli like doesn't know all the background information. So like, no,
Eli didn't sit down on Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
He with wasn't Noel. There.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, obviously he has specific intentions, right, Sarah? Because he goes to the art studio and he's like, oh, look, I drew you a little bit, but I need you to sit for me to finish it. That is that. Come on now. Yeah. If someone's like, here, I drew this picture of you from my memory of your beautiful face, you're not going to be like, swoon.
Yeah, no, of course. I want people to draw me. That I mean.
Just to be very clear, this only works if you were a good artist, because I'll just tell you right now, Sarah, if I was like, I drew you from this memory of your beautiful face, and I showed you any art that I've ever drawn, you'd be like, so you think I'm ugly? Is what that would be your response.
How large are you going to make my teeth and nose in this drawing?
Oh my God.
I think those would be the things that would be big in his drawing.
I am so bad at drawing. It's not even funny. Like, it's really a problem.
Which is interesting because you're a very creative person.
Well, I don't think it applies. Like, I think that, like, the musical part of me is just math. Like, I don't think it's, like, actually
interesting. Artistic. I disagree with that, but that's cool. That's interesting. Yeah,
I can't draw, she's... right, Sarah? Like, you've seen me try and draw things.
It's I want to play Pictionary with Adam.
You drew. Oh, yeah, we have played.
Oh, we did do telestrations together, didn't we?
And it was bad. I kept cheating because I needed more time, and it was still bad. I'm really bad. I'm the guy at that, what is it, telestrations, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I'm the guy at that game that I love to use words in there because I
have to. You're not supposed to.
I have to use words or else no one knows dick about what I'm drawing.
You drew Jessica. You drew her beautiful curly hair.
Oh, I don't even remember this.
Yeah, you drew me and you, and you pointed to me and it said hot, and then you pointed, well, I had a word bubble from Jess and she said ew.
Oh yeah, because Jess needs also our breaks love. The
rules.
Yeah.
Do you love our love more now?
Are we really gonna deliberate this on the podcast an hour and 15 minutes in?
Just give me
I
this
love
time.
Your love so much.
You seem a little condescending when you say that, but okay.
Okay. Anyway. So he's going to draw Felicity. And then Hannah is playing the piano. And she's like, again, Adam was saying before, oh, there's something about a coda. There's no inspiration. It sounds derivative. What's a coda?
Are you going to tell us now? Did you have enough time to Google it?
No, you don't think I know what a coda is? A coda is just at the point where you will go back to a previous point in the piece.
And that's what Noel suggests, too.
From there. That's like what the coda is. And then once you hit that point again, you go to a separate piece, and then that's like the ending. So it's almost like a little like loop that you like get to, and then you go back to the coda, which is like the point where you go back, and then you play it out through that.
And then what's the definition of a fugue? Fugue.
A fugue? Is that the word that we're looking for? It was said kind of a lot of times this episode, to be honest with you. I think they actually do a pretty good job explaining it, and this will be sort of my one takeaway of the episode itself. I think they did a good job of representing it too. So a fugue is just when you have like one melody and it's played in one way, and then throughout the piece they keep incorporating that same melody but in a slightly different way. So maybe it's in a different voice in terms of the instrumentation. Maybe it's in the baritone as opposed to up in the treble. Maybe it's with a different instrument if it's like in an orchestra. But it's basically a variation of the same like melodic structure in different ways and like different kind of variations all around, which is a part of the reason why I do think the episode is like structured pretty well, because we do sort of get this fugue with Noel and Felicity, right? We have Noel doing all of his shit and Felicity doing all of her shit, so it's sort of like is a fugue in and of itself, which is kind of cool despite the fact that she's not actually playing the piano. But
that's what it is. She's not playing the piano in the scene. It is a fake.
Yeah,
it's a deep fake.
I don't think it's that deep. I think it's just she's simply not playing the prop piano that's there. But
okay, so the playing the piano in front of the rain window and then having her hair up and then taking out whatever instruments in her
this
hair.
This was also a power move. Down.
Yeah, that was, I mean, it was hot. And then, like, he comes up to her and is like, let me watch your fingers move. And then, like, what? He kisses, like, the side of her neck? That's pretty hot.
He, like, yeah, he touches her hair. And this is where I get into my theory. This I've talked about this many times on many podcasts. I love to reference this moment from Sex and the City where there's curly girls and there's straight hair girls. Mm-hmm. And sometimes men, the curly girls tend to be a little crazy. And the men, they can't handle the curly girls. And that's what Noel wants. Felicity is the epitome of the curly girl. She stalks people. And Noel just wants boring old straight hair, Hannah. So he's just like, let me just stroke that silky soft hair because it's so much smoother. And Felicity doesn't let me run my fingers through her hair because guess what? You shouldn't run your fingers through curly hair because it's bad.
Oh, wow. I mean, it was very sexy, Jess. We have to be honest with ourselves here. It was very sexy. I don't hate this like curly hair theory. The one thing I will say, I think there is like an implication of the craziness of the curly hair that is very specifically sex oriented and bedroom-esque. Okay. And I think that Felicity does not clearly fulfill that of the, well, but like,
if we saw her being aggressive when she was gonna have sex.
I'm just saying, if you're not gonna fulfill the crazy part of the sex craziness obligation in the first 3 months, you're probably not going to fulfill it ever. You know what I mean? Like, if you're really crazy in the sack, like, I don't think that's something you're waiting a half a year to show.
She's a virgin, though. I feel like it's different if you're a
this
virgin.
Is why I don't think that she, like, fits the bill for the kind of crazy that he was. Maybe Noel had a vision and was just like, man, maybe Felicity could be an absolute whore in the sack. But, I don't think so. I just don't think so.
I also think Jennifer Garner also has very puffy, like, fluffy lips. And Noel was like, I need a fellow puffy lips.
What are you guys doing with the lips? What is it? What's the... not one time have I ever looked at this man and been, man, you know what?
He has beautiful plump lips.
Beautiful lips. They're so...
What are you talking about?
Yeah, they're very...
Just normal kissable lips.
Kissable lips.
And Sarah, because we talk about this a lot on the podcast, I need to ask you, how do you feel about the kiss chemistry between Hannah and Noel in this scene?
Do you have a timestamp?
Yeah, like 40-ish minutes in is when they start kissing. I'll go first. I do think they have pretty good kiss chemistry. Again, I think Scott Foley could kiss bricks and it would be sexy probably.
Yeah.
And especially because because we talked about this a lot with Dawson's Creek, because it involves the full body, right? He's kissing the top of her head. Then he takes her glasses off. Hands in the hair.
Very delicate.
You know what I mean? Like, this is a good
be
move
gentle
for Noel.
With me. Yeah.
He's a
yeah.
gentle lover, that Noel.
Yeah. I love a gentle touch right before you throw me against the wall. That's what I like.
I was going to say, gentle. okay. I will say the one thing I certainly will describe this man as is dexterous. So we're talking about the fingers. Like, I do think that this man has a very high dexterity. He can bob and weave. I bet that if he wanted to, he could play a mean piano. I really do. I think so that too. He would have that capability. He just has a lot of like poise.
Okay.
I don't know about the lips though. I was just looking up some pictures. I can't co-sign the plump, juicy, kissable,
just have some juicy fuckable
lips. I don't know. I feel like that's not. I don't know. I'm not there.
yeah. No, their kiss chemistry is very good, actually.
Yeah,
I'm liking it. I'm liking what I'm seeing.
And they're like, so they're moving from the piano to the bed. And then meanwhile, Felicity, as she's posing for art guy Eli, he's like, oh, and I like this. We love consent, where he says, are you okay if I like reposition you a little bit? And she says, yes. And things are heating up between them. And then they kiss. And
well, before that, she like says, hang on, right after like he spent like 3 minutes positioning her, she's like, actually, I have to get up and do something real quick. So she tries to call Noel, but Noel doesn't pick up the phone because Noel's obviously with Hannah. Mm-hmm. And she's like, fuck it. And then she comes back and she accepts the kiss from Eli. And then they start making out.
Can I ask you what do you think of their kiss chemistry?
I mean, it's not bad. I mean,
I don't think it's as good as like, I mean, again, Scott Foley is really. Yeah. I mean, well, I yeah, nothing against Jennifer Garner.
It's a lot of it's like it's hungry.
It is hungry. It's breeding hungry. And yeah. I think because Eli, I think it's also like, it's familiar, right? Whereas Eli and Felicity have never kissed before. So this is like new for them to be kissing each other. It feels a little bit more tentative. It feels a little bit more like, you know, I'm a little insecure about this.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Now this is interesting because we have like the juxtaposition of like two makeout sessions and Noel stops it with Hannah and is like, I can't do this. However, Felicity is like, keep on going. So
yes. Yeah. He says, I shouldn't be here is what Noel says. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah. And like, it's very interesting because Eli, my guy, Eli, our guy, Eli, he is shirtless. He's shirtless. They're on a couch. Felicity's in his lap.
Yeah. They get undressed very quickly. I think that the second pull away shot of them both naked on the couch nearly naked on the couch, that kiss chemistry is a lot better. Like I agree,
because the limbs are intertwined, I think helps.
Yeah.
Okay, so are we implying that they fucked? Like is that your takeaway?
I don't think they're gonna fuck. I don't think this is how Felicity loses her virginity. No. I think they're just gonna do some hand stuff.
I think
you think they get to the point of hand stuff and they're like, this is probably okay. Like this
Felicity is a virgin. I think you're underestimating the because I mean, we don't know what Felicity and Noel have done. I assume they've probably done everything but is kind of my assumption at this point.
Sure.
But I just think that,
They fuck. I'll say it. I'll go out on the limb.
Yeah, because you know what? Like, college, you're just messy enough to have, like, your first time be, like with some rando.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, that's, I guess, but it's still like, her first time. I guess I'm also thinking meta-wise. Like, I feel like the show, it would be a little bit... I don't know. I feel like the show would make a bigger deal.
He's our guy. No, I mean,
will he be our guy? I think he might actually.
Eli. He's an artist. He's creative. Mm-hmm. He's kind.
She's literally in like the fucking Juilliard Conservatory or whatever. She's just as creative. Julie.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, Hannah?
Or Hannah. Yeah. Sorry. Well, Andrew. Julie's great.
Oh, and Julie. Yeah, I mean, yeah, but I don't get it. I'm talking about who Felicity belongs with. We don't care about Hannah. With.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Noel, I mean, I guess she's going to be around now, but yeah, Noel's whatever.
Just rando. All right. He's not special.
No. Noel sucks. We hate
He's a
Noel.
Graphic artist.
Noel I think is I really did like Noel early on in the season. I don't know what.
I always knew he was a fucking needy, greedy baby whiff washy washy bullshitter. Just
whiff washy washy.
The minute he cheated on Hannah, I was like, this fucker.
Yeah.
No.
If they're willing to cheat with you.
I don't appreciate the cheating nonsense.
Yeah.
And that's our episode. So I guess Sarah, are you let's put our picks out there right now. Our guess is out there. You're saying she loses her virginity.
I'm saying I hope she does. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to guess that it is not quite that time yet. That we're not at virginity losing moments.
Okay.
We're at the end of season one. We got to make moves.
Yeah,
I mean, Dawson's Creek took its damn sweet time for people to be losing their V cards.
Yeah, but now we're in college.
We are in college. Yeah. Okay, who do we want to give away our? Let's do our point first. By the way, we did give Javier our point last episode.
We didn't
get on the podcast, but
feel like it has to be Felicity for her outstanding capacity for emotional maturity.
Okay. First of all, I love that you gave her like a superlative because I 1000% agree with that assessment. And I am also all in on Felicity this episode for my point.
Yeah. Adam, do you want to be a naysayer? Who do you want to give a point to?
I mean, I definitely would not be giving a point to Felicity here.
Who are you giving a point to?
You're going to hate this. I low-key think that
It's Hannah.
I think that Hannah might be
the
most deserving of a point. I would also consider Eli, to be honest with you. I think that there is a justification for him. But
well, the thing
I would
is,
give it to Hannah if it were up to me.
Why? Because she like went after what she wanted.
Yeah, she knew what she wanted. She went after it and she got it. Bitch got shit done. Yeah,
she got it done.
She came in with a mission and she executed.
She got it done. Hold on. If you spend 3 months planning this, then it better succeed, right?
She spent 3 months planning and then executed it like 20 minutes. Like, it took her no time at all to make all this happen. I was honestly impressive. Granted, again, Noel is a big dumb idiot and a pretty easy target to make this happen with, but she still did it.
Do you have any idea why this show is like always all up in everybody's space with the camera work.
It's too close. I know we're getting intimate and everything, but it is too close. I don't need to be seeing people's like belly buttons and shit. You know?
I'm like seeing every single like color of Noel's eyes. Like it is like right front and center, these cameras. It makes it very hard for me to take screenshots for the graphics. I think I've complained about this before.
Maybe is this why you guys like his lips so much? Because you see him so closely. Yeah. Like, is that maybe that's part of the appeal?
Yeah.
Just right up in there in that plumpness.
Do you want to hear the title of the next episode?
Yes.
Assassins.
Oh, I know what this is about. This is the classic thing where everybody gets a person that they have to shoot, and then there's one winner for God knows what reason.
I have no fucking idea what you're talking about.
Oh, you never did this, Jessica, in high school and college?
What are you talking about? They had an entire, like, two episodes of this with community building, you little dummy.
No.
That's paintball.
That wasn't Assassins. Assassins is like everyone gets a name. It's like a big loop. Everyone gets a name, and you have to, like, assassinate them with something.
Oh, it's a game. It's a big game.
If you get them out, you get their person. It, like, keeps going.
They did this in Greek. Okay, to be fair, I've never... Yes, I think that's where I remember it from, Sarah, now that you say that, because I've never played this. But I think now that you say that, I think I know what this is. Okay. All right. Interesting.
My favorite college show, Greek, did this game.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's our episode. Assassins is next week. Again, we apologize for both the missing audio and the delay. You know, we've been consistent for like 4 years. I think we've earned a little bit of grace to occasionally fuck up here and there.
Are people mad at us? Did we not get a voicemail this week?
I think that the only voicemail I have is from Temi from 2 weeks ago. So we don't have any voicemails, but that's okay. If people are mad, you know, you punished us enough. Please send us feedback next week.
Yeah, we are recording this Sunday. Assassins. Who do you think is going to win the Assassins game?
Ben's an athlete.
Yeah.
You think Ben?
He's a runner.
I feel like it's going to be like an underdog, like Julie.
Elena. I want Elena to win.
Oh, do you think Elena has time for this bullshit?
Maybe she gets extra credit in a class or something. Mm-hmm.
She's going to be a doctor. Like, she doesn't have time for this nonsense.
Well, that's our episode. Buffy, we're still doing Buffy. If you like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, check out the podcast. We're covering season one. Mm-hmm. We're also going to be doing some bonus content in March. I don't know that it's necessarily themed. So you'll have to just wait and see. Anything else, Sarah? You could find us at Action 90s Pod, Twitter and Instagram.
What Adam tells us what he's up to.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously.
Normally you ask the guest first.
I don't know. I'm doing it different today for some reason. I'm in a weird mood. Adam, what are you up to?
Some stuff is going on. You can find me every week over at Wonder Scarlet Podcast. We are finishing up season two of Girls 5 Eva. What a fun time. Season three is going to be coming out in just a couple weeks, and so we're going to be covering that as well, which is going to be great. We're also doing Previous Little Liars, where a couple times a week we are going through Pretty Little Liars episode by episode, but only watching the previously on. Only the previously on. It's a wild ride.
In the best way.
Yeah, it's really a wild ride. There's a lot of statutory rape and cousins and brother sister relationships and murder. Yeah. And there's a lot of shit going on. I don't know what's going on the show, but I think Sarah's a little devastated that I'm not actually watching it. And
I told Jess today about the poison glasses.
I think it's a great theory. They wanted to. How else do you blind people? You poison their glasses. Anyway, you can find that at 1CXG Podcast. You can find me on Twitter at PanamanAdam1.
Incredible. Well, we appreciate you coming on and chatting Felicity, even though you hate Felicity. We appreciate having a conversation. We appreciate you bringing your musical knowledge about codas and fugues and all of that stuff. Come listen to us next week. We're going to be talking about Assassins. And until next time, have a good one, everybody. Goodbye.
Just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.